Well, I said earlier today, from where I sit and reading everything that you write and send to me and answering it, it's clear that public leadership in this country, I'm not just talking political leadership, but in particular I'm talking about Muslim leadership, public leadership is at odds with public opinion. It never seems to be articulating what the public are about. I'm going to look at this issue of democracy in just a moment. Government of the people, by the people, for the people. The people don't seem to count. What about this? Ralph Peters is a retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel. He writes today in the New York Post, "Since 9/11, our leaders have chosen not to defeat Islamist terrorism. Neither administration, Bush, then Obama, employed the terms radical Islam or Islamist terrorism." Now, in Australia, the only person who used that language was Tony Abbott, and you saw what happened to him. Says Ralph Peters, a retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel, "You cannot defeat an enemy that you lack the courage to name." Ralph Peters writes, "Why do we allow anti-American hate speech in mosques? The preaching of violence in religious schools? And the foreign funding of religious institutions? It's plain nuts." He says hate mosques need to be monitored and closed. Then he said there's online. It's a federal crime to share or download child pornography. We need to make it a federal crime to create or contribute to pro-jihadi internet websites. He writes, "Muslims have to choose between the US Constitution and Sharia law. It's one or the other." In 1917, he writes, during World War I, "my German-American ancestors had to decide whether they were Americans or Germans. They chose America." He says, emphatically, "Now Muslims have to choose between the United States and the destructive cultures they've fled."